The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
Eat like a rock star. Black Rock Bar and Grill here in Ann Arbor. Black Rock is where you choose your cut of steak, sirloin, ribeye. You got options. Cook it up on your own 755-degree volcanic rock. No bite isn't hot. No bite isn't fresh. No bite isn't perfect. Because there you are watching the game, maybe coming down to a buzzer beater, and you're just watching the action, and you just can't take your eyes off the game. It's okay, because every time you're ready to take a bite of steak, you put it back on that stone, you sizzle it up, and every bite is hot and fresh like the first one. So you season it and sauce it just the way you love it, and you enjoy every single bite as if it's the first one. Don't forget the great appetizers, great desserts as well. Whether it's pregame, further game, postgame, or just a night out, eat like a rock star at Black Rock Bar and Grill, just south of I-94 off of State Street. Don't forget, they have call-ahead seating as well. That's Black Rock Bar and Grill here in Ann Arbor. So the Michigan men's basketball team plays Northwestern tonight. Pink game at the Chrysler Center. Tip-off is at 6:30. Coverage starts at 6 o'clock on 102.9 FM W4 Country. We heard yesterday from Frankie Collins. We'll hear from the point guard in a little bit, but we also heard from Michigan assistant men's basketball coach Saidi Washington. Here is Saidi's conversation with the media from yesterday.
All right, Saidi. After two wins in a row, including one on the road, it kind of seems from the outside like you guys are turning things around. Does it feel that way, like inside the program too?
Yeah, I think so. I think the fellas have maintained a good attitude, throughout our ups and downs of the season, and it's just one of those things. You got to learn how to win on the road. You got to learn how to win tough games. You got to learn how to win in this league. And, through enough trial and error throughout the season, hopefully we're starting to turn the corner and trend in the right direction.
Gotcha. And then I have a completely unrelated question for a story I'm doing on the managers. You have been around obviously your whole career, but including this, this senior group for, 4 years, I guess if you could speak to kind of, just what they do that we don't really get to see.
Those guys are really kind of the secret to the sauce of our success in the program. Their contributions and their efforts, whether it's on the court every day with practices and workouts, whether it's, their commitment to the program and cutting up film and doing analytical work and all those things that go into game prep, practice prep, we have a phenomenal group of young people who help us and assist us every day, and our success is in a huge part because of their contributions.
Thanks.
Saidi, from the outside, it seems like the defensive intensity has been stepped up quite a bit. I guess beyond that, what improvements has the team made defensively, and how difficult is it to work with a team that has so many new pieces?
Yeah, I think our defensive pressure definitely has gone up. I think our awareness, of our assignments and what we need to do, especially in crunch time, because it's a possession game. And any given time during the course of a game, you can have a 2 or 3 minute stretch that really kind of determines the outcome of the game. And it's just being committed to sticking to our habits and our principles to put ourselves in the best position to win night in and night out.
We are not able to air any more of this press conference. If you want more, go to mgoblue.com. For more of this press conference, go to mgoblue.com. Michigan assistant basketball coach Saidi Washington. The Wolverines play tonight, 6:30 at the Chrysler Center against Northwestern. Listen on 102.9 FM W4 Country over on the FM dial. We're going to step aside, take a break. On the other side, we're going to hear from Frankie Collins, Michigan freshman point guard, met with the media yesterday as well. So we'll hear from Frankie next here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The Ticket.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.